Yes.
Maharaj, there are two questions from the United States, from Induleka Devadasi and Krishnananda Prabhu. So, first question from Induleka Devadasi. Can you please explain what is Shraddha? Because I heard that the word faith doesn't really convey the meaning.
Well, as I mentioned recently, all translation is interpretation. So it's generally rendered as faith. But perhaps to the point of what she's saying is, why does Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami say, Shraddha Shabde Vishvasako He Sudrida Nischoy Krishna Bhakti Koile Sarva Karma Krita Hoy? So he's saying, Shraddha Shabde, he's asking a question like Induleka, but then Sanskrit and Bengali. He's saying, when we say Shraddha Shabde, means when we say these sounds, these syllables, Shraddha, what does it mean? So it's a good question. Because even if we think, well, it means faith, but he's saying, but then define that. What is faith proper? Because that's a broad term, it's a general word, you know, often synonymous with belief or, you know, and things like that. So he himself is defining it. So he's saying, when we use this word, Shraddha, which is generally rendered as faith, what does it mean? Vishvasako sudrida nischoy Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. He's saying it, and he's giving a definition, like an expository definition, saying when you believe, the belief that by doing this one thing, everything is achieved. That's what he says it means. Krishna bhakti, by pursuing Krishna consciousness, devotion to Krishna, sarva karma krita hoy, you're doing everything. You're doing everything you need to do. There's nothing that is undone by that. Nor not done, I should say. There's the saying Guru Maharaj invokes also from time to time, sakala charyabhai shraddha devir gunagai. Perhaps Bhaktivinoda was saying, oh, my dear brothers, sakala charyabhai, give up everything and shraddha devir gunagai. Just sing the glories of Shraddha Devi. And Guru Maharaj's Prapanna Jivanamritam, in the introductory section, where he's saying, what is the glories of surrender? Remember the book, Prapanna means surrendered, Jivana Amritam, Prapanna Jivana Amritam. Guru Maharaj himself would render the title a little differently. Sometimes he'd say, life-giving nectar for the surrendered souls, or for those who are surrendered, this is like nectar to them. Or this is life, you know, jivana, mean life, amritam, life, nectar for the surrendered. As one of his godbrothers, he said that this book was so wonderful for him. Part of his daily sadhana was reading Prapanna Jivanamritam. He found something fresh and inspiring there every day. So he made sure every day of his life that he read like a little bit of the Prapanna Jivanamritam, reads the end, read it again. And in there, Gurudev's favorite, what he calls his favorite sloka, occurs at the end. But there's one sloka, it's short, and maybe that even says something, where Guru Maharaj is saying, he's sort of summarizing the gist of the whole book. in this one sloka, where he says, Bhagavat bhakti tat sarvam ityutrija viderapi kainkarjam krishna padaika shreyatam sharanagati. Which the gist of is, you'll get everything by surrendering. Through Sharanagati, you get everything. That's how you the finite brings the infinite under control. And with regard to that, I'm reminded of Guru Maharaj with some of his god brothers walking on the beach in Jagannath Puri, and there's one local gentleman who's following them and asking questions, and so he got it in his mind that you're saying by Sharanagati you get everything. That's how you get Krishna. That's the key. So to show you what a Sharanagata I am, if you tell me we're walking on the seaweed, if you tell me jump in the ocean, I'm ready to jump in the ocean. That's the type of Sharanagata I am. You know, he's, and Guru Maharaj said the other devotees were like, what are we going to say? Because he got them to admit, yes, by Sharanagati, being a surrendered soul, you get everything. But then when he added this, and I'm ready to jump in the ocean, just give me the command. In other words, I'm ready to do anything. That's how surrendered I am. And they looked to Guru Maharaj for a response. And Srila Guru Maharaj said, that is the opposite of surrender. He said, actually, an actual Sharanagata, surrendered soul, will feel themselves unqualified, in want, incapable. So what you're, this assertion that you're expressing, and that one reminds me also where Saraswati Thakur, what did he say? About being non-assertive, non-aggressive, but anyway, saying that current, that's a type of abhiman or ego. You know, I'm ready to do this. As Guru Maharaj said once with regard to Jesus and Peter. And so when the famous Last Supper, that scene where everyone, when he says, you know, tonight one of you will betray me, and they're all like, oh, is it I, Lord, is it I? Judas is not asking that question, incidentally. But later, when it comes to Peter, he's got his chest puffed out, and he's saying, I could never betray you. It could never be me. And Jesus, what does he say? You will deny me thrice before the cock crows. Yeah. So, and then Guru Maharaj said, Peter, who was the leader, was exposed. So no pride will the Lord tolerate in the heart of the devotee. Even the pride that like, I'm your unalloyed servitor. So he's saying the actual Sharanagata, surrendered soul, is thinking themselves unfit, unqualified, in need, in want. That puts them in a position to receive grace. That said, back to the original principle, Kaviraj Goswami saying, faith, Shraddha, what it means is the belief that by doing this one thing, everything is achieved. And that's consistent with the Upanishads, who also, they say, what is it? Yasmin vigyate sarvam eva vigyatam bhavati. Inquire about that one thing upon knowing which everything is known. And labdva, try to acquire that one thing upon achieving everything is got. It's thematically similar to Samadhi Sloka in Bhagavad Gita 6, chapter, Yam Ladva Chapram Labham Manyate Nadikam Tataha. Coming in connection with this, you'll think, I've got everything. Because you have. It's because it To not understand that is to not understand who is Krishna, what is Krishna. Coming in connection with Krishna, everything is achieved. Even this is consistent. Rukmini, Shrutva Gunan Bhuvana Sundara Srinvatam De. Hearing about you and your qualities, I've come to understand, what are you? Bhuvana Sundar, the most beautiful thing in the world. And beyond this world, and beyond any world. Nirvisha Karna Vivarai Haratonga Tapam. Coming in connection with you, all suffering is finished. And Rupam Dusham Dushimitam Akilarta Labam. And seeing you, this is why we have eyes. It's not that if I focus on Krishna, literally, metaphorically, or any other way. If I exclusively focus on Krishna, then what is not being included there? I think, well, what did that man say? On Gurudev's veranda, the Sankhya Jog gentleman. And he was saying that if he took initiation into Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then he would be chanting 24 hours a day, following Mahaprabhu's instruction, Kirtaniya Sada. He would be chanting 24 hours a day and unable to do anything in the world. And if everyone did that, the world would fall apart. I said, yes, the sky, the planes will fall out of the sky if the pilot is chanting Krishna Nam. They'll just start falling out of the sky. So, one thing, everything is achieved. Then we'll say, all right, that's a great advertisement. Sometimes they do that in the advertising world. They say, this is the only thing you need. This, get this one thing, and then through that you get everything else. Get a MasterCard or Visa or some magic potion or something. This one thing, and then you don't need anything else. So he gives some examples to help us understand more clearly what this means and how it's possible. The Bhagavatam sloka, yata taro mula nishechinena tripyanti tatskandu bujo prashaka prano paharaccha yatendriyanam tataiva sarvarhanam achyutejya. This is where the example comes. By pouring water on the root of the tree, it goes through the trunk to all the branches, all the leaves, everything is nourished by that one thing, right? We say, no, the tree, they're, like if we look at a mango tree and it has hundreds and thousands of mangoes on it, you could go around with your little sprinkler and like put a little drop on each mango. We say, no, that's not how you do it. The water goes to the root and from there it's distributed, they're all nourished. You put your energy into this one thing and it simultaneously achieves other things. The second half of that slogan says, by putting food in the stomach, all the limbs are nourished. Right? If the hand thinks, why should I put food in the mouth and the stomach? Well, you know, why should I do that? That's not in my interest. I should try and directly consume these things. No, that's to be deluded. The mouth takes the food, the hand takes the food, puts in the mouth chews, it goes, and, you know, I'm not a nutritionist or a biologist, but I think we all understand this. Put food in the stomach, all the limbs are nourished. So he's saying that's what faith means, not just some belief, like they say, what do you believe? Well, tell us, what is your cosmology? What is Vedic cosmology? An academic can tell you that. Someone can read the Puranas and tell you what is Vedic cosmology. You don't have to be a devotee to represent that to someone. But to believe that by dedicating all of my energy, my focus exclusively to Krishna, and that means through Guru and Vaishnav, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnav, which connect us with Guru Gauranga, Radha Govinda. By doing this one thing, everything will be achieved. I don't have to think, I wonder if there's something I'm not including here. Let me look at my list of obligations. Right? Krishna said, Sarvadhar, what did he tell Arjuna at last in Bhagavad Gita? After they discussed many things, actually, many, many things, many approaches, and Krishna being sensitive to Arjuna's situation and his caste, he's a Kshatriya, and that, all these things, and Vedic society, and the battle, all these things are considered. And at the very end, Krishna's saying, forget all of that. Sarvadharmam parityaja, and even religion. Sarvadharmam parityaja, mam ekam sharanam braja. Surrender to me, and me, mam ekam means me alone, me only. Mam ekam sharanam braja. And the sharanam braja we can interpret it in different ways. If we reverse it, it becomes like braja sharanam. What is the type of devotion of Srimati Radharani, Braja Gopis of Vrindavan? What is Braja Sharanam? Exclusive focus on Krishna. And he's a Ahang Tuang Sarva Papebhyo. Sarva Pap means sin, but it can also mean negligence. Like negligence of duty, you neglected some social, familial, national obligation. Right? Saying, in the pursuit of Krishna consciousness, it seems I neglected, you know, my family, friends, country, gender, whatever. Krishna is saying, no, ahang tong sarva papi. What if there is some neglect that would normally result in an impending karmic reaction? He's saying, I will take the responsibility for that. Krishna's personally saying, I'll digest all of that. And what are they saying? Ma sujaha, don't worry. We think, well, how? I mean, do you know what my actual situation is? He's Krishna. I think he knows. Right? He has his Paramatma expansion accompanying every living being. He has a way of like knowing all this, even like updates on what your most recent situation is. Saying, Ma Suchaha, Moksha Isami Ma Suchaha. So then what would faith be? Believing when Krishna says that, right? Goptite Bharanam, of the six ankas, limbs of surrender. This one, Guru Maharaj quotes Jiva Goswami saying is central. Depending that if I surrender to Krishna, he'll take care of me. That's faith. It's always this one thing. The pursuit of Krishna consciousness to the exclusion of all other things. And then we say, well, I don't know if I'm able to do that. Then we can understand our faith is not so great. Therefore, we need the association of those who are Sharanagata. I mentioned when they asked the surrealist artist, Salvador Dali, whether he believed in God or not. Dali, do you believe in God? And he said, yes, but I have no faith. So that's an honest experience. He's saying, yes, intuitively, I believe in God, but I have no faith. He's undeveloped spiritually. Where does the development come through? Sadhu Sangha Satovare, by superior association. Exclusive focus. And we see these high examples, but there's something to be learned from that. The time when Krishna's hiding himself from the Braja Gopis, and they think they see him in a kunja, and they start approaching him, and to tease them, he pushes out two more arms and is taking the form of Vishnu Narayan. And these Braja Gopi girls and the guys, you know, teenage girls, they, when they see that it's Vishnu Narayan, they're like, oh, Namo Narayan, have you seen Krishna? Is he around here? He was here recently. So they're not even distracted by Narayan, by God. That's also Sarvadharma, right? Vishnu, he is Bhagavan also. Not Swayam Bhagavan. That they can speak to Vishnu, and it says, Rago Daya Kunchati, Rupa Goswami. Their rag, their heart's natural flow is crushed with disappointment to see it's not Krishna. So really the stalwart devotees, the truth of the matter is, and there are so many quotes to support this from Madhvacharya and others, Mahaprabhu himself, that and if a scripture is not proclaiming minimally the supremacy of Vishnu, right, just for a baseline, right, how these things are to be judged. As far as they're concerned, if there's some other book that appears not to be doing that, it only has one of two functions, either to gradually take people in this direction or just to out and out mislead them. It's asuric. So really, just as, and Das Nam Aparad, Guru Maharaj said, it's not just where it talks about the revealed truth, there are scriptures, saying those dealing with the supremacy of Krishna particularly, right? Like the Bhagavad Purana. This is what they mean to proclaim, the Vedas. So, the devotees, everything else will be adjusted in this way. Whatever else it is. If it is to be shown to have any merit, it has to be adjusted in connection with Krishna conception. And that they can do masterfully in different ways. But we shouldn't be misled thinking we can pursue, things that are in the periphery or really not promoting Krishna consciousness in the name of Prabhupada's term was dovetailing. It's one thing to dovetail your acquired skills, capacities, and it's another thing to be distracted. So the focus, faith proper means exclusive focus. That's what it means. Not just a general belief. Because if we follow this principle of superior association, then we see the most superior association is the Braja Gopis. What to speak of other things? They're dismissing Vishnu. That's the point I'm making. Sometimes I use extreme examples. That's how exclusive they are. And not only that, as if that wasn't enough, when Radharani and Braja Gopis go to Kurukshetra and Krishna and the queens of Dwaraka and then his entourage from Dwaraka, they meet again in Kurukshetra. Radharani and the Braja Gopis, when they see Krishna in the Rajvesh, the dress of a king, and it's interesting, they say, remember, Vrindavan is Vrindaranya. Vrindaranya. Like, you know, a forest of Tulsi, like a world of Tulsi. That's what they like. Vrindaranya. And they say, what is this? This is a Lokaranya, a forest full of people. That's what they think about cities. It's a Lokaranya. Noisy, loud, there's too many people here. We want to go. And where is your flute? What kind of Krishna is minus a flute? There's some new version of Krishna. So what they speak of, they express their disappointment with Vishnu. Now they're in front of Krishna, and after long, long time of separation, right, those who were told Rasa Leela Brahma Ratri, a night of Brahma, right? That's the night where they had a song, I could have danced all night. That's the night, the Rasa Leela Brahma Ratri, 4,300,000,000 years. And as Gurudev said, no amount of meeting or union with Krishna will leave one feeling satisfied, always hankering for more. After 4,300,000,000 years, they're saying, it was like the blink of an eye. What happened? And Madhya Leela, after Mahaprabhu takes sannyas and Chaitanya Charitamritam, there's mention from the Jagannath Balabha of Ramananda. What will he has Radharani saying, when I was with Krishna, two, you know, enemies were attacked me, Cupid and ecstasy. He said, and on account of that, the time passed and then vanished like lightning. And now I'm here hankering for his connection. So I'm saying, I have a strategy. Should I have the good fortune to meet Krishna again, then what I will do is, she said, I'm going to worship time. In Guru Maharaj's word, propitiate time. So she's like, there'll be Sringa San, Arati, Paraphernalia, and ask time to be seated on the Sringa San, then do like incense and all the different things, and propitiate time. Then time will be placated, or whatever the proper word, time is there. Then I will turn my attention to Krishna after I suspend time. So that is sweet divine madness. Right? She's going to suspend time as a strategy of to really appreciate Krishna, being with Krishna. So who can thinks the Brahma Ratri, a night of Brahma, was like the blink of an eye in union, then what's the inverse? In separation, that the blink of an eye's worth of separation feels like a day of Brahma, 4,300,000,000 years. Now going in the other direction. We see in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, when the ecstasy going one way and all his limbs become separated at the joint by this much. It's not a pretty sight in that sense. The ecstasy going in another direction, all the limbs are entering in the body. He appears like a golden tortoise. So now the blink of an eye, what is that? It's beyond our conception. Someone is so beautiful you can't tolerate blinking your eye. That's, you know, that's like making you upset. There's an expression people sometimes use when they're talking about someone's beauty, and they'll say, you know, she is painfully beautiful. I mean, it's like it's a type of joy, but simultaneous, like pain, you're put in a painful position. Rupa Goswami is using descriptions like that, actually about Srimati Radharani in the Chaitanya Charitamritam. Her, how golden, beautiful, like puts gold in a pain, gold's feeling pain. Like, we're not doing a good job at being golden. What is it? We're gold and we haven't seen gold like this. And who is Mahaprabhu? Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita. Enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. That's when he's like that. So, who cannot tolerate the separation of blink of an eye? It's even mentioned for the cowherd boys. When Krishna's in the forest, if a tree comes between them and Krishna, they're filled with anxiety for the duration of the lack of visibility because the tree is there. So it's giving us a hint of the type of intensity of love and affection that they have. And then, so after 100 years of separation for these folk, to see Krishna again, but absent the flute and the royal dress, and not in the banks of the Jamuna and the Vrindavan forest with the lotus flowers fragrant in the air and the peacocks and all Vrindavan paraphernalia, but rather this way, they express some disappointment. So when we use the word exclusive, it means according to their way of seeing things, right? Srinivasa Acharya talking about the Goswamis, Gopi Bhava Rasamritam Dilahari Kalolama, waves, ecstatic waves of infinite ecstasy, Gopi Bhav. There, that sort of exclusivity. And the Rupa Nuga line, exclusively devoted to Srimati Radharani and her way of seeing. That's what was adopted by Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Mahaprabhu's line. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, believe that this is it. This is the ultimate and all-comprehensive way of seeing and adjusting everything. To the degree that you believe that and cultivate that understanding, that is faith. Sometimes Srila Gurudev would say, you know, happily, but just sort of, he said, you don't realize what sort of good fortune you have by connecting with the holy lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj and this line. Any other question?
Another question from the USA. Krishnananda Prabhu is asking, in six limbs of surrender, what is the difference between embracing the Lord's guardianship and having faith that Krishna will certainly protect me?
And certainly.
Certainly protect me. He gives that in brackets, Goptritve Varanam and Avaishya Rakshiba Krishna.
Well, one, I mean, it's simple in a sense. One is accepting Krishna, right, as one's guardian, or the raksha, rakshisha means, and on the basis of offering oneself and surrendering, the confidence that they'll be taken care of or protected. That sort of thing. So they sort of go hand in hand. Remember Ramachandra, when Bibhishan was Ravana's brother, and things were, he'd switched sides. Now he was with Ramachandra and Lakshman and Hanuman. But things were not going so well. And some of the devotees were suspicious of Bibhishan, and they thought maybe he's a double agent, and like KGB, he should be, you know, like he's working both sides, and he should be ousted. And there's a famous verse, and it's also mentioned. It's from Ramayana, but in Prapanna Jivanamritam. And Ramachandra saying, no, you don't understand. Once I accept someone, once someone takes shelter of me, then I protect them forever. Right? There's no turning back on that. Then they're always under my care. So offering oneself, that's one act. And then the expectation of the protection of the Lord goes with that. Any other question? Like Narad Muni, when that, what was he? Hunter, who were they called? Vyad, Mrigari, is that what his name was? Mrigari. He's half killing animals, and Parbat Muni and Narad Muni, they encounter, they say, what, they find all these animals that are half killed, suffering, and they come to understand he's doing this, and they're saying, why do you do this? It's one thing to be a hunter, then kill them completely, but this half killing, he got some perverse pleasure out of watching them suffer. And he said, this is like the family tradition. I've been trained to do it this way. And he, by the grace of Narad Muni, he comes to his senses and realizes, you know, the senselessness of what he was doing and unnecessarily causing harm to these poor creatures. And he has an epiphany and takes shelter of Narada, right? He and his wife. But he's wondering, now if I'm giving up my occupation, how will I be maintained? Right? Accepting as maintainer is also implicit in what we're talking about. And you say, no, don't worry about that. If you take shelter, you know, shelter of the holy name, follow these instructions, and they're worshiping Tulsi, if you do all these things, you can expect some divine maintenance. And they go away and they return after some time, and the next time they see them that you know, as he's coming to greet, offer his dandavats to them, he stops and there's some ants crossing. He makes sure that he doesn't trample upon the ants. Then he's giving his dandavats, and they're astonished to see this transition on his part. And when Narad, when he said, how is your maintenance of your, you know, wife and your family situation, right? He said, we have more than we could ever imagine. Because when the people heard that this hunter had transitioned into a humble Vaishnava, then everyone wanted to help them. So something like that. Before, someone may be thinking, when they're immersed in a material circumstance where, you know, survival of the fittest, you're making your own arrangements for everything. If I pursue Krishna consciousness, this planes will fall out of the sky. You know, how will I be maintained? But then it requires the proverbial leap of faith, taking a leap into the unknown. See if Krishna's on the other side. Guru Maharaj, when he went to Navadvip in the beginning, before he got the land where Chaitanya Saraswat Math is at present, he was the eldest brother in the family. So that means in the Indian system, he inherited everything. He would be the inheritor of everything. And then according to how merciful is the elder brother, but that was like the system. So when he took sannyas, at that time, maybe even still, but particularly at that time, when you took sannyas, you're considered legally dead. Legally dead. So you can't have a contract or inherit something. You're legally dead. So that means the next brother inherited everything. So after the, in the aftermath of Saraswati Thakur's disappearance in the Gaudiya Math, Srila Guru Maharaj, as we mentioned previously, he's thinking where to direct his exclusive focus internally, considered Udav Kyari in Vrindavan, the place of the Brahmar Gita, and then see the connection, Gambira, which we're told what goes on within those homes, the Brahmar Gita type of cultivation. But he settles upon Navadvip, first going to Ekachakra, because Nityananda Prabhu is the Dhameshwar, the governor, the visa-granting officer of Navadvip, submitting Shastanga Dandavat at Nitai Bari, the house of Nityananda Prabhu, before that deity that Gurudev said, Maharaj, you will never see a more beautiful deity than that deity. He bows before Nityananda Prabhu and he's saying, you are Patita Pavana, Patita Pavan, please give me shelter. But Guru Maharaj was not, people were approaching him for initiation, like Srila Swami Maharaj's sister, Pishima, Baba Tarini Didi. Guru Maharaj sending, as we told recently on Goswami Maharaj's appearance day, to Goswami Maharaj, because he was Saraswati Thakur's Ritvik in his lifetime when he was sent to England. So Guru Maharaj is praying to Nityananda Prabhu, you are Patita Pavana, please, I want, give me your shelter. He wants, he's praying for a visa for Navadvip, Navadvip visa. And the inspiration comes in his heart from Nityananda Prabhu that, but you do not give Patita shelter, because he was hesitating to initiate. And Guru Maharaj said, what was it, two other things. One statement of Jiva Goswami, like knowledge similar to wealth. If you possess excessive wealth and someone near you is impoverished, to not generously offer some of your wealth to them. There's some fault in your part. And an example about a extremely knowledgeable Brahmin who he was so vastly learned, but he never shared his knowledge with anyone. So Gurumar said, in his next life, he took birth as a mango tree and produced these big, beautiful mangoes, but not even a bird would take them. They would just drop to the ground and rot. As a footnote, this gives us some insight like to how Srila Guru Maharaj decides to do things. And Srila Govinda Maharaj knows this very well, better than anyone. What is Guru Maharaj's internal thought culture before he makes any sort of a decision. So he gets this inspiration, but you don't give Patita shelter. If you will give Patita shelter, then you can take shelter there. So then he understands he should begin initiating. So, but he goes to Navadvipa, and for the first year, he's rents a place, and he had to, because he had no money whatsoever, he had to approach his brother who inherited everything and also had some job at the time, so income besides land. And what that was Guru Maharaj's rent was 2 rupees per month. And he asked his brother if he could manage that. And 8 rupees to live on, 10 rupees total, 10 rupees per month. His brother agreed. And we should, you know, that's not modern day rupees. There would be some sort of conversion, but still, I don't think it's a very significant amount. But still, this shows you how dependent Guru Maharaj, what sort of position he's placing himself in. And so that's how he begins. And then he's engaged in his Harikatha, Gorkatha, etc. Saki Charan Babu comes, others, they find out where is Sridhar Maharaj, they find out where he is. Saki Charan Babu donates this land, which is the original land of Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, and gradually things develop from there. According to service necessity. Any other question?
Actually, there was another question from the USA, but from Gopakishore Prabhu. So our Russian devotee.
He's on loan from this center.
So the question was, dear Maharaj, can we ask a question that emerged after second initiation in Sokwell? It actually took place maybe 2 weeks ago. A couple of devotees, including Tulasi Didi, received second initiation. So Tulasi Didi is wondering why traditionally yagya is performed for male initiates.
All right. Why? All right, this is something we understand from Srila Guru Maharaj. And it's also with regard to the Brahma Gayatri. If you look in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll see a sloka there. It says, I remember the line, Trayena Shruti Gocharam. Oh, Stri Shudra Dvijabandunam Trayena Shruti Gocharam. That this section, Stri Dvijabandhu, will not hear Shruti Mantra. Right? So Brahma and deference to Guru Maharaj in the line of Saraswati Thakur, that's the way he's doing it. And deference to this statement of the Bhagavatam, since Brahma Gayatri is considered Shruti mantra, it's not being to be given. And it's that mantra that needs the, is accompanied by the yajna, or the fire sacrifice, and the placement of the upavit. So this is in deference to Vedic tradition. But I would say this, because he's saying, how merciful is Guru Maharaj? Well, I would offer this for consideration, is that he allowed me to publish his explanation of the Brahma Gayatri, which Gurudev was actually favoring not, telling Guru Maharaj, like, this is so high and so confidential, like, why? And after so, you've always kept this private, why are you now? And Guru Maharaj basically said, if not by me, by whom? If not now, when? So it was some special mercy that came from Srila Guru Maharaj that he gave this most wonderful explanation of the Brahma Gayatri, which we published in the first in the back of the Guardian Devotion booklet, and again in the Subjective Evolution of Consciousness. And once you hear that, this becomes super meaningful. We could say, having not heard that, we're under the order of Guru and Vaishnava, vibrating certain sounds and bija mantras and like that, which we do, and happily we do. But when we read Srila Guru Maharaj's or conceive Guru Maharaj's conception of the Brahma Gayatri, beginning with, you know, and as expressed, and his, one of the lines is, Gayatri Murlista Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dimai. His explanation of that is available to man, every man, woman, and child. Right? That the, because we're told in the Brahma Sangita, the flute sound of Krishna enters the eight ear holes of Brahma, and then he vibrates the Om Bhur Bhuva Svata, etc. Right? The sound of Krishna's flute, and this comes out of Brahma. But Guru Maharaj is explaining what that is, in a systematic way, culminating in Radha Dasyam. So Gayatri Murlista Kirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dimai. And Bargo Bhai Bishabhanu Jatma Bivavai Karadana Sri Puram. It's very beautiful. And that's there, and that's accessible by everyone. But this, the formalities that are being referred to here, that's in deference to Vedic tradition. Any other question?
Well, question from
Gupta. And I just was reading today. There's a very famous verse in the Garuda Purana. It says, Artoyam Brahmasutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Vasyarupo Sho Vedartha Paribringhita. And Guru Maharaj makes reference to this in his Gayatri explanation. And as Gurudev once said, he said, you know, Mahabharata has 100,000 slokas. And they were saying, Bharatartha Vinirnaya. Gayatri, you know, is this one line. And what was given in 100,000 is condensed here. And what is Srimad Bhagavatam? Because it's saying, Artoyam Brahma Sutranam, the real meaning of the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, Bharatartha Vinirnaya, Bharata, Mahabharata, Gayatri Basya Rupo Syo, the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the commentary on the Gayatri Mantra, the 18,000 slokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that's the commentary on Gayatri. So then what are we told? Guru Maharaj mentioned this example where they say, Veda is like, what is that? Veda Mata. Or he says, Gayatri, how to extract Radha Dasa from the womb of Gayatri. But otherwise, we're told, Veda is like Kalpaturu, means desire tree. Fulfilling all desires, everything's coming there. But that means, in the most general sense, material desire, spiritual desire, and everything in between. Right? Sruti vir vrimrigyam, Uddhava saying, what the Veda, they're just pointing in the direction of this. And we hear, when they see what sort of sweetness of loving relationship is possible, in the Rasa Lila of Krishna, they're like, what did we do as Vedas? We're just pointing in this general direction. Now that we see how beautiful this is, we're ashamed of what we gave. That's their feeling. But they got Gopi Bhav and Gopi Deho and got to participate. But anyway, so in that Bhagavatam, what does Guru Maharaj say in his summary sloka? Yadamiyam mahima sri bhagavatam katayam pratipadam anubhutam apya labdabideya tadakila rasa murti shama lila avalambam madura rasa di sri radha parapadmam prapadye. This is amazing. He's saying, and this book, it shows you how everything Guru Maharaj, it's all connected. There are these connecting, like chinmoy connecting threads. It's all consistent. They're saying, Gayatri Murali Stikirtananam Radha Padam Dimayi. That's about, well, this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the commentary in the Gayatri, what it is about, although her name ostensibly is not mentioned there, every sloka, every step of the way is meant to take us in the direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. Right? That's what this is. And that tree of Veda, the wish-fulfilling tree, no, it produces a flower. That is Vedanta. And as we see on the fruit tree, the flower gives way to the fruit. The floral essence is one thing, then there's the fruit that comes. And what is that fruit? Nigama kalpaturor galitam palam means fruit. The jujube on the ashram of Badari means this special type of tasteful fruit. That's the Badari ashram where Veda Vyas, next to the flow of the Saraswati, of that current, he's in the Badari ashram and producing what? The Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Palam Shukamukaram Ritradavasamyatam Pibatam Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvibhavukaha. This fruit is being produced. It means Madhura Rasa. That's the object of the churning of the Devas and the Asuras, Mohini Murti. And the Kheer Sagar, the ocean of milk, to get Amrita, the ultimate nectarine substance, not immortality. That's a general thing. Even out and out asuras want to be immortal, right? Like Hiranyakashipu and others who are like Hiranyakashipu. That's why the material, they always want insurance policy. They're trying to like cheat death in a sense. Not mrityu sarva haras chaham. I tear up your insurance policy. No, what is the ultimate nectarine substance? That's like prishte brahmyada manda mandara giri gravagya kandu yanan nidralo kamatakriter. Pantai, forget the rest. Very beautiful man. No excuse. Madhura rasa, the ultimate sweet, loving nectarine substance, liquid, mellow. So what is a yajna anyway, according to Guru Maharaj? He's saying, really, it's not just symbolically, because when done in a proper way, in the proper mood, these things are meaningful and substantial, but he's saying, really, what it represents is offering yourself into the fire of self-sacrifice. That's what makes it real. Not that, you know, all right, everyone pick up your banana and toss it in the fire. Maybe I'm offending Agni Dev and Sahadevi. Svaha, that's Agni's wife is named Svaha. Svahadevi. So you go, Svaha. An offer into Agni. And Guru Maharaj pointed out, Gurudev told me, he said, when Guru Maharaj saw in Gaudiya Math, they're doing a yajna for like diksha. And Guru Maharaj saw it was not being done properly. What to speak? Gurudev would tell some story, like devotees chanting the guru's name and like, he said, as if they're like throwing their guru into the fire because they don't know what they're doing. But Bhavagrahi Janardhan, Krishna knows, and he's saying, all right, they're trying as best they can. They don't really want to throw their guru in the fire. But these things, you know, were amusing to Gurudev because he knows. And he said that Guru Maharaj, even in the Gaudiya Math, they weren't doing them totally paka properly. So then we understand, at least it's on a representational level. And more importantly, Guru Maharaj is saying, what do we take away from this? It's about offering yourself into the fire of self-sacrifice. Atmani Vedanam. Diksha Kale Bhakta Kori. What does it say? Atma Samarpan. This can go both ways. Because you can say, at the time of diksha, that's the time when you offer, you come for, you know, I'm offering myself. And that's correct. But there's another way of looking at this, to say, when you offer your, really, truly offer yourself, that's the time of diksha. That's when it is substantial. So it's not something, I did that in a particular year, some time ago. No, this is aspirational. We should not be discouraged by hearing these things, rather encouraged that, first of all, we're in the right, like Guru said, we're going in the right direction under the guidance of the qualified Vaishnavas. So Gurudev would say, the guaranteed, stick to this path under the guidance of Sadhu Shastra and Guru Vaishnav, our Guru Varga, this line, everything perfect, be happy with that. And don't be discouraged to whatever degree we feel that we're lacking surrender, we're unqualified. That Guru Maharaj sees that as healthy. To be candid with yourself, honest with yourself about what your lack of qualifications are. He's saying that's the wealth of a Vaishnava. negativity. It's humility. And that puts you in a position to receive grace from Sri Guru, Vaishnava, Guru Gauranga, Radha Govinda. There's a big support group, bigger than we can ever imagine, right? In the spiritual world, who are, they're pulling for us. They, you know, they have our back. What Guru Maharaj is called being under the ever watchful eye of Yoga Maya. Everything will be supplied as needed, genuine necessity in time. So what does he advise? Modest, natural growth. Don't try to, you know, artificial ripening. All right. Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Echai gochai kori charana vandan. Jaha hoite vignanash avista puran. Echai gochai jabe braje koilovas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash. Anande Boro Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Hari Nam Sankirtan Koe Narottamada. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaur Hari Bo.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhajaka Charja Sitaras of the Sri Srimad Shrila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Shrila Bhakti Rakak Shvidar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Shrila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Jiu Ki Jai Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Rupanu Guru Varga Ki Jai Nama Charja Shrila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adwaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Nom Vishnupad Vishvavarenya Sri Laisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Brinda Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Bimala Abhidhut Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Sriman Paramananda Prabhu Ki Jai Seva Brinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai Nitai Gau Premanande